In South Korea, the liberal Uri Party has won a slim majority in parliamentary elections. This marks the first time a left-of-center party has ever dominated the National Assembly. Though liberal politicians Kim Dae-jung and No Moo-hyun have both become president, each has faced a hostile parliament controlled by conservatives. From Seoul, NPR's Rob Gifford reports.
Celebrations on the streets of Seoul. A group of young supporters of the triumphant Uri Party dance in the street outside party headquarters. Overturn the impeachment, they sing, referring to the impeached president No Moo-hyun, who their party supports. This election was seen as a referendum on No's impeachment last month. That was backed by the conservative Grand National Party, who paid the price today for what many saw as petty politics, impeaching President No on a technicality. Businessman Yoo Hee-kun says this is a massive vote of confidence for President No. This makes a huge difference, he says. It'll mean less gridlock in Parliament and also increases the likelihood that President No's impeachment will be overturned. That's for the Constitutional Court to decide, but many seem optimistic that President No will return, and South Korea for the first time ever will have a liberal reformist president and a liberal reformist parliamentary majority. At the party's post-election celebrations, senior Uri Party official Becky Cho says this is a whole new era in South Korean politics and that the opposition's move to impeach the president completely backfired.
The people have expressed their support for us against a party that has continued old practices centering around corruption. And of course, they were responsible for the impeachment of the president.
But South Korea is divided, often along generational lines. Older people like Cho Yuk-ju, out voting today with her sister in central Seoul, remember the Cold War. Some of them remember the Korean War itself and the very real threat of North Korea. They say they would never vote for dangerous upstarts like the Uri Party. There are more high-class and intellectual people in the Grand National Party, Choi says. We can't support the Uri Party. They're all communists and dangerous radicals. It's a common accusation. Conservatives also say the Uri Party is too pro-North Korea and too anti-American. The Uri Party works hard to combat these perceptions. But Professor Lee Doo-won of Yonsei University in Seoul says becoming the majority party imposes its own restrictions.
A lot of these liberal parties tend to be anti-American. But once they get into the National Assembly, once they get into the government, their attitudes cannot be emotion-prone. They have to be more objective when they set up their policies.
A chance for some practice this evening and tomorrow, U.S. Vice President Dick Cheney arrived in South Korea today, the final leg of his week-long Asian tour. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Seoul.